We have missionaries here. Some of you may not know this. We have missionaries here that are stateside and have been here for a while, come back to have the baby. And then, since they've had the baby, they're going to go start the itineration process, finishing the paperwork. And at the first of the year, we'll be heading back to Brazil to do ministry there. And we are so privileged today. Listen, I've been to Brazil. I've been in their churches. I've been down the Amazon with them, have ministered up and down the Amazon, the villages they've been in. And just to see what God's doing, it's such a great thing. And but there's one thing that that Hilary Nandaye, that Aldaye especially, that I've noticed in his life is that he has an anointing for worship in his life, his anointing to teach worship. And when you're in Brazil, I'll just tell you this, other than that it's just such a heavy anointing on worship when you're there. I can't explain it other than maybe that's just the preparation of the people's heart, expectation of what God's doing. But when you go there, there is such a heavy anointing of worship in that place. Even though you don't understand everything that's being said, you walk in, you can't help but it's just like, I mean, when you come in, you can automatically just hit you, that you can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit when the people are worshiping, opening their hearts up. And they are very gifted to worship. I've asked them to come today. Hilary and all that, they're going to come, and they're going to minister to us just for a short time here. Then we're going to close with some more worship today. This is what we're doing. See, we're not just coming in doing our worship and then preaching the message, but we're coming in talking about worship, and then we're applying it and allowing it to be used at the end of our service by applying our hearts to what we are taking in through the word of the Lord. And today, I've asked them to come. They're going to share some testimony with you and some things with you, a few thoughts with you on worship. They travel all across the Amazon and Brazil, church conferences, conventions, youth camps, youth revivals, worship revivals. They've done revivals from worship with several thousand people there in Brazil. And I've asked them to come today and to share in this series on living a life of worship. Can we give them a God bless you? Yes. And welcome today. Hilary and Aldaye. Yes.
Well, I want to thank you for allowing us to be here with you. And I want to ask you to bear with me. My voice is a little rough this morning. I was praying last night, Lord, I have to have a voice in the morning because nobody else can translate for Aldaye. We would be in trouble. So he has been faithful, and I have a little more voice than I did when I went to bed last night. So bear with me. But we're happy to be here. And just to let you know real quickly out in front, all that jewelry you saw is all from the Amazon region. We had some with us last time we were here and had people ask us to bring it again. So it's all made by indigenous people groups. It's all natural, made of seeds and reeds from the Amazon region. So if you're interested, there's also CDs out there, worship CDs. They're in English and in Portuguese, and they're $10 today. So if you're interested, those are out there. But we are just privileged to be here, and we believe that worship is a crucial, crucial aspect of our daily lives. And Pastor Gene ended the sermon last week talking about Jehoshaphat. And there is a battle in the spirit realm that is happening whenever we are worshiping. And it's something we cannot see with our physical eyes, but it is going on. And that is a little bit about what we want to talk to you about today, is about spiritual warfare that happens while we are worshiping. And so I am going to turn it over to my husband and let him share with you what the Lord has spoken to him.
Hallelujah. Bom dia.
Good morning.
Good morning. Eu estou tentando aprender inglês para poder aposentar a Hilary de traduzir.
I'm trying to learn English so that I can give Hilary a rest from translating.
Eu tô consegui já um passo, já consegui um nível melhor.
I think I've got a better level of understanding of English.
As pessoas, não sei se as pessoas estão me enganando.
I don't know if you're just kind of teasing me.
Mas elas estão dizendo que meu inglês está muito bom.
But many of you have told me my English is very good.
Eu quero pedir uma coisa para vocês. Não me enganem, não me queiram me agradar. Falem a verdade, por favor.
And so I want to ask you to please don't just try to make me happy. Tell me the truth. Is my English really good or not?
Okay. Ryan está dizendo que muito mal. Ele está fazendo assim.
Ryan saying that my English is really bad. He's done that to me back
ele
there.
Ele é meu amigo. Eu sei que ele está falando a verdade.
He's my friend, so I think he's probably telling me the truth.
Pastor Jim falou sobre a viagem no Amazonas.
Pastor Jim talked about the trip in the Amazon.
E foi uma viagem muito importante, interessante. Primeiro porque eu conheci a Hilary.
This is a very interesting and important trip. First of all, because I met Hilary there.
Mas também porque teve momentos muito preciosos ali.
But also because we had very precious moments, times there together.
Inclusive a sopa de peixe que eles comeram, que o Jim comeu em especial.
Including the fish soup that Pastor Jim, you know, was able to eat. It was very special.
O rosto dele eu não me esqueço até hoje.
I will never forget the look on his face when he saw that.
E eu tenho foto disso.
I have a picture of it if you want to see it.
Quem quiser ver pode me perguntar, eu tenho essas fotos.
So if you want to see it, ask me about it. I have a picture of his face.
Mas eu quero, vamos começar aqui então.
But let's go ahead and get started.
Eu quero falar um pouco a respeito sobre adoração, mas num nível acima.
I want to speak to you a little bit about worship, but a level beyond just what we think about.
Adoração, ela tem uma profundidade muito grande.
Worship has a great depth to it.
Eu acredito que se você fosse falar uma série inteira sobre adoração,
I believe that if you were to preach over a whole series of worship,
você teria anos para
explicar
isso. You'd
be preaching for years and years.
E talvez não chegassem a uma conclusão a respeito disso.
And you wouldn't even come to an ending, a conclusion about it.
Por causa da profundidade da adoração é muito grande.
Because there's such a great depth to worship.
Primeiro, porque nós fomos criados para adorar.
First of all, because we were created to worship.
E isso está na essência do homem.
And this is what is part of the essence of man.
Mas eu quero falar sobre a respeito da guerra que se trava numa adoração.
But what I want to talk to you more about today is about the warfare, the battle that is going on during worship.
Esses últimos anos, nós temos passado isso, experiências próprias a respeito dessa situação.
The last several years, we have gone through personal experiences that are linked to this warfare that happens during worship.
Eu quero compartilhar com vocês isso.
So I want to share this with you.
Pastor Jim falou um pouco sobre Jeosafá.
Pastor Jim talked a little bit about Jehoshaphat.
Eu não sei falar em inglês.
I don't know how to say Josafá, which is Portuguese for Jehoshaphat. He said, I don't know how
Jehoshaphat.
To say that. Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat. Ok. Mas se você for conhecer a história de Jeosafá,
but if you were to know that the story about Jehoshaphat,
as histórias das guerras vencidas,
the story about the known wars that happened,
das batalhas conquistadas,
and the battles that were won,
você vai ter uma questão em sua mente.
You will have one question in your mind.
Como isso pôde acontecer?
How could this happen?
Você pode dizer, foi o Senhor.
You could say, well, it was the Lord.
Foi o Senhor.
And it was the Lord.
Realmente, Deus esteve à frente e fez tudo.
It's true, God was in the front of everything and he did it all.
Mas por quê? Qual foi o sentido de Deus fazer isso?
But what does it mean? Why did God do this? What was the meaning for it?
A história de Jeosafá, a história das batalhas de Jeosafá ganhando.
The story about Jehoshaphat winning the battles.
Tem uma ligação profunda com os nossos dias, com as
There's
nossas vidas.
There's a great link between that and our lives today.
Tem uma ligação com a nossa vida como igreja hoje.
There's a great link between that and our life as a church today.
Porque Deus nos ensinou através da vida de Jeosafá.
Because God was teaching us something through the life of Jehoshaphat.
A quem pertence a guerra?
To who does the war belong to?
A batalha é de quem?
The battle is whose?
Vamos lá. So quero ler com você 2 Crônicas, capítulo 20.
I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20.
Quem está com a Bíblia?
Who of you here have your Bible?
Levanta ela.
Raise your Bible up.
Quem não tem Bíblia, fica em pé.
Okay, if you don't have your Bible, stand up. Nobody standing up.
Vamos lá.
Come on, stand up.
Ok. Eu faço isso sempre.
I always do this.
Eu amo fazer isso.
I love doing this.
Porque a palavra de Deus tem que estar conosco, amém?
Because the word of God's got to be with us, amen?
Se você está vindo adorar o Senhor, para vindo escutar da sua palavra, tenha a palavra em mãos.
So if you've come to hear the word, to read the word, you need to have your word in your hands.
Uma vez um pastor me deu uma vergonha tão grande a respeito disso que eu nunca mais esqueci minha Bíblia.
There was one time that a pastor did the same thing to me and I was so embarrassed that I never forgot my Bible again.
Ele pediu para eu ficar em pé na frente de muitas pessoas. Eu tinha acabado de ministrar a oração.
I just finished ministering in worship.
Ele falou: Aldaí, pega sua Bíblia e leia um capítulo para mim aqui.
And he said, Aldaí, grab your Bible and come read this chapter for me.
Eu não tinha levado minha Bíblia.
And I hadn't brought my Bible.
E ele sabia disso.
And he knew that I hadn't brought my Bible.
Então, tenha sua Bíblia com você.
So make sure you have your Bible with you.
Vamos lá.
It's
capítulo 20, versículo 21.
Okay, chapter 20, verse 21.
Aqui está relacionado, no capítulo 20 está relacionado que Josafá estava prestes a enfrentar uma guerra.
And so the chapter 20 is talking about Jehoshaphat and he's getting ready to go to a war.
E ele reuniu, como foi falado, ele reuniu o povo para clamar ao Senhor.
And as was preached last week, he got the people together to cry out to the Lord.
Mas teve algumas direções importantes que Josafá tomou.
But he had some directions that were very, very important that Jehoshaphat.
Que foi a chave para a guerra ser ganha.
And this was the key so that the battle could be won.
Vamos lá, capítulo 21.
Okay, chapter 20, or verse 21.
Tendo ele tomado conselho com o povo, ordenou aos cantores para cantarem ao Senhor e louvarem por causa do esplendor de sua santidade. Enquanto saiu na frente do exército, dizendo, rendei graças ao Senhor, pois o seu amor dura para sempre.
After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.
Quando começaram a cantar e dar louvores ao Senhor, pois ambos contra homens de Amon, Moab, de Monte Seir, que tinham visto contra Judá e foram desbradados.
As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated.
Vamos pro 24.
So let's go to verse 24.
Nisto chegou Judá ao alto para olhar o deserto. Quando olharam para as multidões, viram somente corpos mortos, que já viu nenhum tinha escapado.
When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped.
Eu quero te dizer uma coisa.
So I want to tell you something.
O reino espiritual.
The spiritual realm.
É muito mais real que o reino que você está olhando agora, o físico.
Is much more real than the physical realm that you are looking at right now.
Porque todas as coisas que acontecem no reino físico é um reflexo do reino espiritual.
Because everything that happens here in the physical realm is a reflection of what has happened in the spiritual realm.
Deus quis mostrar para esse povo.
And so God, he wanted to show these people.
Que a grande chave para vencer uma batalha, para romper, era olhar para o reino do Espírito e conhecer a guerra.
And they wanted to show that these people that the great key to winning the battle was to look toward the spiritual realm and to see what was going on.
Eu quero dizer que todos os dias, todas as horas, você está numa batalha.
And I want you to understand that every day, every hour, you are in the midst of a battle.
Que a cada dia fica mais difícil.
That every day the battle becomes more difficult.
Tá aí a ligação entre o tempo de Josafá com o nosso tempo.
And so this is where the link comes between the time of Jehoshaphat and our time, our lives here.
Porque eu digo para você que a cada dia fica pior.
And so why am I telling you that each day becomes more difficult, becomes
worse? A palavra
worse.
De Deus diz que o mundo jaz no maligno.
Because the word of God says that the world it is malignant.
Por que isso?
Why is this?
Porque cada vez a batalha no reino do Espírito fica mais forte.
Because every day the battle in the spirit realm becomes stronger and stronger.
E tudo que acontece na sua vida.
And everything that happens in your
life. Tem um reflexo no reino do Espírito.
Has a reflection in the spirit realm.
Agora, o que isso tem a ver com adoração?
So what does this have to do with worship?
Vamos lá.
Let's see.
Você está aqui nesse momento. Olhando para mim.
You're here in this moment looking at me.
Antes disso, teve uma adoração aqui.
Before this, we had worship here. There was worship, there was praise.
Nesse exato momento,
and this exact moment,
havia uma guerra espiritual sobre a tua vida.
There came a great battle over your life.
Havia uma guerra a ser vencida. Há uma guerra para se vencer.
This is a battle that is to be won.
E nesse momento, a primeira batalha é contra você mesmo.
And in this moment, the first battle that has to be won is against you yourself.
Porque é uma realidade. Isso é uma realidade em nosso meio.
Because this is a reality in the midst of us.
Além da batalha do reino do espírito, existe a batalha com o próprio homem.
Because beyond just the battle in the spirit realm, there's a battle that we have with ourselves.
Que quando entra na batalha espiritual, se torna mais difícil ainda, porque você tem duas batalhas juntas.
So what happens when you enter into a spiritual battle, it becomes even more difficult because you have two battles going on. The one in the spirit realm and the one with yourself.
É engraçado, no meio da adoração, muitas vezes eu, por experiência, eu sinto uma opressão muito grande às vezes.
And it's interesting, from my own experience, many times in the midst of worship, I feel a great pressure, a great heaviness over me.
Quantos sentem assim às vezes?
How many of you have sometimes felt that way in the midst of worship?
É uma realidade isso.
This is a reality.
Eu tenho comentado com minhas esposas que muitas vezes eu tenho um desejo de adorar grande, mas tem algo que me impede.
I've told my wife there's times that I have this great desire to worship the Lord, but there is something that feels like it's stopping me.
Porque Deus está nos mostrando que muito mais que cantar, muito mais que falar palavras, nós precisamos entender o que está acontecendo.
But what the Lord is showing us is that more than what we are singing, more than what we are doing, what is important, we need to understand what is going on.
A palavra, a vontade de Deus, a vontade plena de Deus, que nós sejamos livres.
The will, the desire of God is that we would be free.
E no momento que você começa, se volta para o princípio, porque você foi criado para adorar.
And in the moment that we begin to return to the principle that God put into place, that we were created to worship Him,
a batalha fica pior.
The battle gets more difficult.
Primeiro,
first of all,
porque o inimigo não gosta dos princípios direcionados por Deus.
First of all, because the enemy, he does not like the principles that have been put in place by the Lord.
A maior visão dele é te tirar do propósito original de Deus.
The greatest vision that the enemy has is to take away the purpose, the first purpose that God created on this earth.
Então, quando você começa a entrar nesse princípio eterno,
so when you begin to enter into this principle, this eternal principle God has put into place,
uma batalha começa a ser, uma batalha começa sobre a tua vida.
There becomes a great battle over your life.
Então você não vai mais adorar com medo da guerra?
Okay, so now are you afraid to worship and you're not going to worship anymore because you're afraid of the battle?
Não.
No.
A chave está aí, queridos.
Because we have the key.
O teu propósito nesse momento,
your purpose,
é romper com você mesmo. É romper com você mesmo e adentrar no reino do Espírito.
Your purpose is to get through, break through you yourself, so that you can enter into the level of the Spirit.
Primeiro.
First of all.
Como você rompe com você mesmo?
How do you break through yourself?
Eu tinha uma dificuldade muito grande.
I had a great difficulty with this.
Algum tempo atrás.
Some time ago.
A respeito da observação do homem. A respeito do que o homem olhava para mim.
In respect to how men would look at me.
Eu quero usar um exemplo. Eu queria duas pessoas aqui.
Okay, I need an example. I need two people to come up here.
Dois voluntários.
Escolhe alguém.
Pode ser qualquer pessoa.
Brendan, come here.
Quando eu me converti,
when I became a Christian,
era incrível, mas eu não tinha vergonha de nada.
It was interesting because I wasn't embarrassed about anything.
Quando as canções começavam,
when the songs would begin,
eu abria o meu coração.
I would open my heart.
Eu adentrava no reino do Espírito.
I would enter into the spirit realm.
Eu consegui o batismo no Espírito Santo.
I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mas com o tempo, algo começou a mudar.
But with time, something began to change.
Eu passei a olhar para os meus lados.
I began to look next to me.
Olhem para mim, pede para ele olhar para
mim. Both of you look there at him.
O olhar deles me intimidam.
And so their looks intimidated me.
Eu olhava para um lado e para o outro.
I look at one side and then the other.
E isso começava a criar algo dentro do meu coração que eu não sabia o que era.
And something began in my heart that I didn't understand what was going on.
Eu achava que eu estava amadurecendo no espírito.
And I thought, oh, well, I'm just becoming mature in the spirit.
Essa é a palavra usada.
This is the word that we use.
Amadurecer no espírito.
To become mature in the spirit.
Chegou um tempo que eu percebi que o olhar deles, continue olhando para mim.
Keep looking at me.
Que o olhar deles causava algo dentro do meu coração.
And after time I began to realize that their looking at me caused something to happen in my heart.
Daqui a pouco eu me tornei que nem eles.
And pretty soon I became just like them.
Eu passei a observar o meu redor.
I began to observe the people around me.
E passei a intimidar outras pessoas. Obrigado.
And then I became the ones that was intimidating others. Thank you.
Eu passei a intimidar outras pessoas.
I began to intimidate those around me.
Preste atenção no nível que está a situação.
So pay attention to the situation.
Às vezes você olha uma pessoa livre.
Sometimes you might look at somebody who seems to be free.
Você observa ela.
And you look at her.
Você tem um desejo de estar como ela.
And you have a desire to be like her.
Mas você não chega a ela.
But
mas você não chega como ela está.
Able to truly see how she is.
E daqui um tempo a tua observação.
And then soon your observation.
Vai intimidá-la.
Begins to intimidate her.
Isso tem acontecido no meio da igreja.
This is what has happened in the midst of the church.
E é engraçado, eu amo quando a pessoa aceita Jesus.
And it's funny because I love when someone accepts Jesus.
Porque ela não chegou à maturidade espiritual ainda.
Because that person hasn't come to that spiritual maturity yet.
O coração dela é puro ainda.
The heart is still pure.
Ela não tem vergonha de nada.
Not embarrassed about anything.
Ela não tem problema de chorar.
They don't worry about crying.
Ela não tem problema de mostrar quem ela é.
Or now a problem showing who she truly is.
O problema dos maduros espirituais.
The problem with those who are more mature in the spirit.
Não quer mostrar quem você é.
Is that you don't want to show who you truly are.
A adoração faz uma coisa.
Worship does something.
Quando você adora ao Senhor.
When you worship the Lord.
Quando você rompe a primeira batalha, que é você mesmo.
When you first begin to break through the first battle, which is you yourself.
Deus mostra quem você é.
God will show who you are.
É por isso que muitas pessoas não adoram a Deus.
And that's why many of us don't worship God.
Não venha me dizer que cantar música, eu quero dizer que cantar música não é adorar a Deus.
Don't tell me, well, I sing the music because singing the music isn't worshiping God.
Levantar tuas mãos é um ato de adoração, mas não quer dizer que você esteja adorando.
Raising your hands is an act of worship, but that doesn't mean that you are truly worshiping.
Porque se eu pedir para você levantar a mão, você vai levantar.
Because if I would just say, raise your hands, you're most likely going to raise your hands.
Mas não porque você quis, porque eu pedi.
But not necessarily because you want to, but because I asked you to.
As melhores coisas acontecem quando acontece naturalmente.
The best things happen when they happen naturally.
Essa é a batalha, a primeira batalha.
And so this is the first battle.
Você.
You.
Quando você rompe com essa batalha.
And so when you can break through this battle.
Você começa a enxergar outra.
Then you come to the next.
A batalha do reino do espírito.
The battle of the spirit realm.
Deus. Engraçado, quando Deus moveu no coração de Josafá.
It's interesting because when God began to move in the heart of Jehoshaphat.
Ele falou, vamos clamar ao Senhor.
He said, let's cry out to the Lord.
Ele estava rompendo com ele mesmo no início.
He was having to break through himself in this.
Ele estava chamando ao povo, olha, não olha para os lados, vamos falar com o Senhor, vamos adentrar. Vamos perder todo o nosso medo.
I'm going to say to the people, don't look to those around you. Cry out to the Lord. Break yourself so that we can cry out to him.
Ele quis dizer no geral, os teus olhos precisam estar no Senhor.
He was saying your eyes need to be on the Lord.
Eu queria confrontar você essa manhã.
So I'm going to confront you this morning.
Quando você vem a esse lugar,
when you come into this place,
o teu olhar não é pro lado.
Your look is, doesn't need to, your gaze doesn't need to be from one side to the other.
Teu olhar não é para a esquerda.
And your look, your gaze isn't to the left.
Teu olhar não é para o grupo.
It's not for the group that's up here.
Mas o teu olhar precisa estar no Senhor.
But your look, your gaze needs to be on the Lord.
Para você vencer a batalha que está em você.
So that you can begin to win against the battle that is just you yourself.
Deus tem nos levado até em muitas igrejas esse tempo que estamos aqui nos Estados Unidos.
God has taken us to many churches here while we've been in the United States.
E uma coisa que nós temos observado.
And one thing that we've observed
é que pessoas têm uma batalha muito forte com elas mesmas.
Is that the people here have a great battle just with themselves.
E se escondem atrás de muitas coisas.
And we hide behind many things.
Quer que eu te diga um pouco delas?
I'm going to tell you a few things.
Tempo de cristianismo.
The time that you, how long you've been a Christian.
Se escondem atrás de tradições.
You hide behind traditions.
Maturidade espiritual.
Spiritual maturity.
Posição.
Your position.
E muitas outras coisas.
And many other things.
Quando a primeira pessoa que Deus moveu foi Josafá.
The first people that God began to move on was Jehoshaphat.
Representante, o líder, o representante do povo.
He was a representative of the people. He was the leader.
Deus falou, eu não quero que você se importe com a tua posição nesse momento.
And God spoke to him, I don't want you to worry about your position in this moment.
Eu quero que você olhe quem está acima desse povo.
I want you to look to who is above these people.
Quando ele rompe isso,
when he broke through this,
aí Deus fala, agora você entrou no nível aonde a batalha vai ser vencida.
God said to him, now you have come into the level where this war will truly be won.
A direção foi dada por Deus.
And so this direction was given by God.
Pega os cantores.
Take the singers.
E vamos começar a louvar a Deus.
And begin to worship the Lord. You need to worship me.
E vamos começar a adorá-lo com tudo que nós temos, pela sua santidade, a palavra diz.
And begin to worship with everything we have in his holiness.
A chave está santidade.
The key here is holiness.
Adorando a Deus com santidade.
Worshiping the Lord in holiness.
A palavra de Deus diz que sem santidade ninguém verá a Deus.
The word of God says that without holiness no one will see the Lord.
Vamos lá. Eu não quero dar direções de uma pessoa, como ser santo aqui. Eu não quero
I'm
dizer
not giving
isso.
You directions of how to be holy.
Mas eu quero dizer que aquele que entrega seu coração a Deus, que rompe com você mesmo.
But what I am saying is that those of you who are able to break through yourself and give your heart truly to the Lord.
Tem um coração purificado por Deus.
Your heart is purified by the Lord.
Deus trata de santificar a tua vida. Deus, ele, o trabalho dele é derramar santidade sobre a tua vida.
And the work of the Lord is to pour out holiness over your life.
É por isso que o povo se voltou para Deus no início. É por isso que o povo olhou para Deus no início.
And this is why in the beginning the people looked towards God.
Porque Deus queria introduzir a santidade no coração desse povo.
Because he wanted to bring holiness into this people.
Para que eles pudessem adorar a Deus.
So that they could worship
Porque
God.
O nível da batalha era maior do que eles imaginavam.
Because the level of the battle was greater than they could even have imagined.
No dia a dia, no seu dia a dia, existem muitas batalhas que você perde.
In your day by day, there are many battles that you lose.
Por quê?
Why?
Porque você traz tudo isso para as coisas materiais e se esquece de uma coisa, reino espiritual.
Because we look at these battles in terms of material things and physical things, and we forget about the spiritual battle, the spiritual realm, and what is happening.
E uma coisa que Deus quer te mostrar.
And something God wants to show you.
Quer vencer isso, meu filho?
Is, son, do you want to win against this?
Olha para mim.
So look to me.
A batalha não é tua.
The battle, it is not yours.
É minha.
It's mine.
O grande problema
the great problem
é que nós queremos deixar Deus de lado
is that we want to leave God to the side
e guerrear por Ele.
And war for Him.
Então, queridos, quando você rompe com você mesmo,
so when you begin to break through yourself,
você entra no momento que Deus quer.
You are able to enter into the moment that God wants you to.
A única batalha que você vai lutar é a batalha com você mesmo.
The only battle that you will truly fight against is yourself.
Porque a outra batalha pertence ao Senhor.
Because the other battle belongs to the Lord.
Deus deu direção a esse povo.
He directioned this the people that's
called. Louve ao meu nome.
Worship my name.
Cantem tudo que vocês têm.
Sing with everything you
Porque
have.
Amanhã vocês vão ver o milagre acontecer.
Because tomorrow you will see a miracle happen.
Entendo bem que no capítulo 21.
So understand well in verse 21.
Nisto chegou Judá ao alto que olha para o deserto, e quando olharam para a multidão, viram somente corpos mortos.
Excuse me. Verse 24 says, when the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert, and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground.
Para isso acontecer, para eles observar os corpos mortos,
for this to happen, for them to see these dead bodies,
algo aconteceu antes.
Something had to happen before.
Algo aconteceu antes disso.
Something happened before this.
Capítulo 22 diz, quando começaram a cantar e dar louvores ao Senhor.
Verse 22 says, as they began to sing and praise.
Pois emboscada contra homens de Amon e Moab.
The Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab.
Interessante.
This is interesting.
Quer vencer a batalha que está sobre a tua vida?
Do you want to win the battle that is over your life?
Adora a Deus com tudo que você tem.
Worship God with everything you have.
Deixa de lado o teu eu.
Put your ego aside.
Começa a romper com as tuas tradições.
Begin to break through your own traditions.
Começa a romper com os teus conceitos.
Begin to break through your own preconceived ideas.
Começa a entregar a Deus o que é de Deus.
And give to God what is God's.
Porque Deus não está te pedindo. Deus não está te pedindo para ir e morrer.
Because God is not asking you to go to this battle and die.
Porque muitas pessoas vão e morrem, mas Deus não pediu para eles fazerem isso.
So why are many people going and dying? Because it's not something God asked them to do.
A única coisa que Deus está pedindo para você, rompa com você mesmo e adore ao Senhor.
The only thing he's asking you to do is to break through you yourself and then worship him.
No momento que você está cantando nesse lugar, no momento que você está cantando e adorando nesse lugar,
in the moment that you are worshiping and singing to the Lord,
presta atenção à batalha do Senhor.
Pay attention to the battle of the Lord.
O seu único serviço nesse lugar,
your only service in this place,
é adorar o seu nome com tudo que você tem.
Is to worship his name with everything you have.
Seu serviço aqui não é julgar o irmão que está ao seu lado, nem à direita, nem à esquerda.
Your service, your purpose is not to judge the person next to you.
O seu propósito aqui não é julgar a canção. Não é julgar a canção se é boa ou ruim.
Your purpose here is not to judge a song if it's good or if it's bad.
Mas o teu propósito aqui é cantar. É louvar o Senhor com tudo que você
But
tem.
But your purpose here is to worship the Lord with everything that you have.
O Senhor reuniu os cantores.
So if I bring in all the worship singers.
Mas eu acredito que todo o povo cantou com eles.
And that's what happened. It says that he brought in the worship leaders, but I believe that all of the people, they all worship, they all sing.
Isso não foi serviço apenas dos cantores.
Because this is not something that is just for the worship leaders.
Isso não foi o serviço apenas dos cantores, mas o serviço de todo o povo.
This wasn't just a purpose for just the worship leaders in the time of Jehoshaphat, but it was for all of the people.
Talvez você não tenha a voz boa.
And maybe you don't have a great voice.
Como a minha voz.
Like my voice.
Talvez você não tenha aquela voz assim, que encha o lugar.
You may not have a voice that just fills the place.
Mas canta com a tua voz.
But sing with your voice.
Porque a tua voz foi dada por Deus.
Because your voice was given by God.
Não importa que se a pessoa do teu lado tape os ouvidos para não te ouvir.
It doesn't matter if you, the person next to you begins to close their ears so they can't hear you.
Você não está cantando para ele.
Because you're not singing for him.
Se você estivesse cantando para ele, você não teria aqui.
Because if you came to sing for him, then there's no reason for you to be here.
O teu propósito é cantar ao Senhor dos Exércitos.
Your purpose is to sing for the Lord of the Armies.
Aquele que pode vencer as batalhas.
The one and the only that can win the battle.
Aquele que diz, eu sou o Senhor das batalhas.
The one that says, I am the Lord of the battle.
Eu lembro de uma situação.
I remember a situation.
Que eu ministrei uma palavra bem parecida numa igreja no Brasil.
I spoke a word very similar to this in a church.
E 2 meses depois, o pastor me mandou um e-mail.
2 months later, the pastor sent me an email.
Que a igreja estava fluindo muito bem, que ele estava muito feliz com o que estava acontecendo.
That the church was going very well and he was very happy with what was happening.
As pessoas estavam adorando a Deus.
The people had begun to worship
the Lord.
Mas tinha
um problema.
But there was one problem.
Que o pessoal entendeu errado.
The people understood incorrectly.
Porque tem um monte de gente que não tem talento nenhum querendo cantar no grupo do louvor.
He said the problem is now we have a whole bunch of people that don't have any talent and they want to sing on the worship team.
Eu falei, então eu preciso voltar aí para conversar com esse pessoal.
He said, okay, well maybe I need to come back and talk to him.
Eu espero que o pastor Gene não me mande um e-mail pedindo para vir consertar essa situação.
So I hope that Pastor Gene doesn't send me an email asking me to come back and fix the situation.
Mas eu acredito, quando você romper com você mesmo.
But I believe that when you break through yourself.
Deus vai mostrar qual é o teu ministério real.
The Lord, he will show you what is your true ministry, your area of ministry.
Porque quando você rompe com você mesmo, o céu se abre sobre você.
Because what happens is that when you can break through yourself, then the heavens they open over you.
O grande problema de nós não recebermos aquilo que Deus tem para nós é porque nós somos presos em nós mesmos.
And the reason that we don't receive what God has for us is that we are imprisoned by ourselves.
Nós somos presos às coisas do dia a dia.
We are imprisoned by the day-by-day things.
É engraçado, as coisas do dia a dia nos deixam tão frustrados muitas
vezes. It's interesting because the day-by-day things leave us so frustrated.
Cansados.
Tired.
Tantas preocupações.
With so many worries.
E quando chega no lugar para liberar as coisas para Deus, nós nos frustramos outra vez.
And so what happens is we come into the place where we should be free to worship the Lord and we are frustrated.
Quantos creem que Jesus está aqui?
So how many of you believe that Jesus is here?
Quantos creem que Jesus está aqui?
How many of you believe Jesus is here?
A palavra de Deus diz, onde o filho, se o filho vos libertar, verdadeiramente sereis livre.
And the word of God says that where the Son of Man is free, he is free indeed.
A liberdade está aqui nesse lugar.
The freedom of God is here in this place.
Você precisa olhar para ele.
So you need to look to him.
Romper com você.
Break through yourself.
E deixar a batalha em suas mãos.
And allow the battle to be in his hands.
O resultado disso. Qual o resultado dessas coisas? Quando o povo subiu e olhou todo o exército inimigo.
So what is the result of this? When the army of Jehoshaphat went up and they saw what had happened.
Imagina o olhar deles.
Imagine how they thought, what they looked at.
Vamos colocar uma situação aqui.
So let's put a situation.
Para nós
here.
Entendermos melhor
so
isso.
We can understand this better.
Se você saísse daqui,
if
da
you
igreja,
were to leave here, leave the church now,
recebesse uma notícia,
and receive news,
que 4 mísseis iam atingir a tua casa,
that 4 missiles had hit your house.
Qual o sentimento que ia estar no teu coração?
What's your heart? How are you going to feel in your heart?
E eu vou mais além.
Okay, and even further than that.
E você estaria preso dentro sem poder sair.
And so then let's say that you're there in the house, the missiles hit your house and now you're imprisoned in your house and you can't get out.
Você está imaginando que os mísseis estão vindo.
Imagine that you know the missiles are coming before they've hit and they're coming.
Você está preso dentro.
You're imprisoned inside.
E agora?
So now what?
Tudo vai acabar.
Everything is going to go down around you.
Esse povo se sentia da mesma forma.
Imagine the people in the time of Jehoshaphat felt the same way.
Eles não tinham esperança de romper nisso, que eles já estavam cansados de tanta guerra.
They were tired and they really didn't feel like there was a way that they could win this battle.
Mas eles confiaram numa coisa.
But they believed in one thing.
Na palavra liberada por Deus.
In the word that was freed by the Lord.
Na palavra que Deus deu a eles.
In the word that the Lord gave to them.
Adora meu nome e
worship my name.
Que a guerra é minha.
Because the battle is mine.
Agora imagina que no momento do míssil atingir.
And so imagine, in the moment that the missile is going to come and hit your house.
Ele não atinge.
And all of a sudden it stops. It doesn't hit your house.
As portas se abrem.
The doors open up.
E você vê os mísseis destruídos fora da tua casa.
And you can see all of the missiles destroyed sitting right on your front lawn.
Qual o sentimento que vinha sobre o teu coração?
So what are you going to be in the feel in your heart?
Esse mesmo sentimento veio ao povo quando olhou todos os homens mortos.
Imagine, this is the same feeling that these people had in their hearts when they looked out and saw all of their enemies dead.
Eu quero concluir aqui.
So I want to finish here.
A grande batalha só é vencida adorando a Deus.
The great battle is only won worshiping the Lord.
Quer vencer nas suas dificuldades diárias?
Do you want to win your day-by-day difficulties?
Adore o nome do Senhor com tudo que você tem.
Worship the name of the Lord with everything that you have.
Rompe com as suas tradições.
Break through your traditions.
Rompe com os teus conceitos.
Break through your preconceived ideas.
Começa a olhar a Deus como Ele quer ser olhado.
And begin to look to the Lord as He wants to be looked at.
Deixe esse sentimento tomar conta do teu coração.
Allow this feeling, this meaning, take over your heart.
Deixa o Filho libertar você.
Let the Son of God free you.
Que você vai ver muitas coisas cair ao teu lado e não atingir você.
You will begin to see many things fall to your side and not hit you.
Não deixa o olhar da pessoa do teu lado te intimidar.
Don't let the look of the person next to you intimidate you.
Porque o teu propósito é adorar o único Deus.
Because your purpose is to worship the only one and only God.
Ele é o teu Deus.
He is your God.
Ele é o teu Salvador.
He is your salvation.
Ele é o que provê todas as coisas para você.
He is the one that proves everything to you.
E Ele está querendo vencer a batalha por você.
And He wants to win the battle for you.
Qual a nossa única ação?
So what is our only action?
Dizer a batalha é tua, Senhor.
To say, Lord, the battle is yours.
E o meu serviço é te adorar.
And my service to you is to worship you.
Anjos malignos não podem me tocar.
The malignant angels, enemies cannot touch me.
Quando nós estamos num lugar seguro da adoração.
When we are in a place and we are secure in our worship.
Ninguém pode tocar a tua
no
vida.
No one can touch your life.
Nós sabemos disso com experiências próprias.
We know this with personal experience.
As quantidades de situações que vinham sobre nossas vidas.
There are so many situations that have happened in our life.
Que nós conversarmos, e agora?
That we've said, okay, now what?
Nós olhamos um para o outro e dizia, agora, o que vai acontecer?
We looked at them and said, okay, now what's going to happen?
Vamos adorar o Senhor, vamos ser fiel com o Senhor.
But the only thing that we can do is worship the Lord and be faithful to Him.
E era incrível, não demorava muito.
And it's incredible because He has not waited long.
O inimigo era derrotado.
And the enemy was taken out.
E nós conseguimos a vitória.
And we were able to have the victory.
Não seja derrotado no seu dia a dia, querido.
Don't be taken down by your day by day.
Deus está te dando a chave para você ser um vitorioso.
Because God, He has given you the key to be victorious.
Deus está dando a chave para você ser livre nesse lugar.
And He is giving you a key to be free in this place.
Deus está te dando a chave para você ser um verdadeiro adorador
He's
nesse
giving
lugar.
You the key to be a true worshiper in this place.
Deus está te dando o privilégio de ser exemplo de adoração para essa cidade.
He is giving you the privilege of being an example in worship to this city.
Rompa com você mesmo.
So break through yourself.
Entrega o teu coração a
Give
Deus.
Your heart to God.
E diz, Senhor, a guerra é tua.
And say, Lord, the battle is yours.
O meu serviço é te adorar.
My service to you is to worship you.
Que nós possamos entender uma coisa.
That we could understand one thing.
Que nós possamos entender isso. Que chega casa de Deus. Existe, na casa de Deus, na igreja, existe uma guerra.
What we need to understand is that here, in the house of God, there exists a great battle.
Sobre a tua vida.
Over your life.
Mas essa guerra pertence ao Senhor.
But this battle belongs to the Lord.
Repete comigo isso.
So repeat this with me.
A batalha do Senhor.
The battle is the Lord's.
O meu serviço.
My service.
É adorar o seu nome.
Is to worship your name.
E ser livre em sua presença.
And to be free in your presence.
A minha oração agora
so my prayer now
é que você coloque em prática
is that you would put into practice
o que você acabou de falar.
What you have just said to me.
Eu vou ficar muito feliz, mais feliz ainda, e acredito que Deus muito mais.
Because it will make me happy, but it'll make God even happier.
Se você colocar em prática o que você falou.
If you will put into practice what you've spoken.
Porque o povo, Deus está cheio de palavras.
Because the people of God, we are full of words.
E pouca ação.
With few actions.
Amém.
Amen.
Eu queria que a Hillary contasse um pouco a experiência dela.
I want to just very quickly run through an experience that I had that very much gives an illustration of this in my own life. Okay, he's telling me he has something else to say, so.
A experiência dela. Não me fez entender muita coisa a respeito disso.
Her experience helped me to understand
something. Eu queria que vocês prestassem atenção.
In relationship to this,
talvez
so I'd like for you to pay
ajudar.
Attention because this may help you.
Talvez isso possa te ajudar muito no teu dia a dia e na tua vida hoje.
So I believe this could help you in your day by day.
Deus abençoe.
God bless you. I grew up in church my whole life, and I had a relationship with the Lord, and I really felt like I knew what was going on, you know? Felt like I knew what was going on. I knew what I wanted to do with my life. I had my plans, my purposes, and all of those things. And I believed in the spirit realm. I believed that it was real. I believed that God was fighting a battle for me, that there were things going on, but I didn't really understand it. It's one of those things where it wasn't something that was beyond my imagination, but I didn't really understand it. And I was in graduate school in Rochester, New York. And I was the type of person that I thought I was free in the Lord. And when I arrived there, I saw a group of people in a church that I began to work at that was different. And I thought, I don't know exactly what it is that they have, but they have something I don't. And I want whatever it is that they have. And so I began to spend time with them. I mean, we would go out to eat, go back to somebody's house, and we would end up worshiping the Lord in the living room. And to many people, that would sound like, oh my gosh, every time you went to go do something, that's how it ended? Did you not go see a movie? You know, that's kind of our attitude. And it was my attitude before, but it was something that was so sweet, so precious, that you wanted more and more and more of it. And that's kind of what happened. And I spent a year doing that and not fully understanding. Well, about the time that I had gotten there and I met these people, there was a song, there was a prophetic worship leader that had come on the scene, basically. His name is Jason Upton, and I don't know if you know him or not. You may have heard some of his music. If you've not heard it, I just encourage you to get online and order his CDs. He basically sings whatever the Lord is speaking, and he had a song called Freedom. Well, I thought I was free in my worship, but I began to listen to this song. I spent a whole year that song in my car, in my house, in my office, the church, all of these things. And basically, the song was just basically freedom, freedom. I mean, he talked about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees sit in their churches and they're holding God's people back when God is saying freedom. Like he freed the Israelites out of bondage, out of Egypt. He is calling to his people in the churches today to be freed. And I love the song because it was something that was so deep in my heart that I wanted. And I thought that I had to a level that was good. And so I began to sing this song. And you know what? When you begin to sing, even when you don't understand, there is something that happens in the spirit realm. There is a battle going on, as Aldaya was speaking about. And your words are so powerful. So even in the moment when I felt most imprisoned, when I was singing, freedom, there were chains that were breaking above my head in the spirit realm that I did not realize. And there came a day Kathy Fiat can tell you, I'm going to use her as an example. She was very young and my worship leader when I was in high school. And she would be worshiping and she'd say, she tried to get us to jump and do some things. And I'd say, oh, no, Kathy, I can't do that. Yeah, I'll worship God, but please don't make me jump. Please don't make me jump. Because I was worried about what other people would look at and think of me. She knows. I said that to her many times. Oh, I'll raise my hands, Kathy, but don't make me jump. And you know, that's the prison that I was in that I didn't realize was a prison. Because I wasn't able to worship God as He was asking me to worship Him. And not necessarily that you need to jump or even raise your hands, but I couldn't worship Him in a moment that He was asking me to worship in a way, specific way. I wouldn't do it because I was embarrassed. And as I sang this song over a year, there came a moment I was on a ministry team in front of 8,000 people in Rochester, New York. And I was up on stage and we were praying for healing. And there were thousands of people there that day that needed their bodies healed. And I was still imprisoned. And I yet was the one praying for people. And the minister, our lead pastor on that team, walked by. And he was saying, now some of you may begin to feel a fire in your body. And I believe that is the Lord's healing power coming over you. Well, in that moment, my arm began to flap like a chicken. And I could not stop it. And some of you think, that's really, really strange. Well, I thought it was really, really strange too. And you know, you hear about things like that happening to people, but you think, oh my gosh, they're just weird Pentecostal people that, you know, are making it up. Well, that's kind of the attitude that I had. And my arm was flapping and I'm trying to hold it down with my other arm and I couldn't keep it down. And all of my friends are sitting in the front row laughing at me. And exactly what I was afraid of happening was happening. But the power of God came on me in that moment so strong in front of 8,000 people that it stripped me of all of my pride. I had none left. Because everything that I'd said to God, God, I will worship you, but please don't let anybody look at me. Please don't make me do anything crazy like I've seen on some of those weird television programs. Because I'm sure it's not real. But there were so many things that happened in the course of a few hours that I could not control. It was nothing that I did. But it was God saying, Hillary, for the last year, you have sang freedom. I'm giving it to you. And at the moment, it was an amazing thing. And I could have been so embarrassed, but I wasn't. And afterwards, who cares? Because everybody's already seen me be crazy. And that's not how I worship day by day. But God in His mercy, I'm telling you, this was a merciful moment for me. Because all of that was linked to my going to Brazil. Every bit of that. And I can tell you that story later. But if God had not done that in that moment with the pastor that was there, with the people that were there, I would not be in Brazil today. I wouldn't. And I can guarantee you, I know that if I had not spent that year seeking His freedom, not understanding what it was, but knowing that I wanted it, that moment would not have arrived. And that door would not have been open because I would not have been open to it. But through that worship of freedom, 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 freedom in my car, in my house, in my office, everywhere that I went, singing one simple song because I liked it and I knew there was something in it that I wanted out of it. He began to break those chains over my life. Here was a girl who had grown up in church, pretty much walked the straight and narrow, gone to Christian college, was in graduate school, getting a master's degree in church and community social work, working in a church, thinking she was free and she had all that she needed to do what God had for her. I did not have 1/8% of what I needed because I wasn't free. And it all began with my worship. Now, I'm not saying you go and you start hooping and hollering and dancing around because you can be just as in prison doing that exact same thing. We see that more in Brazil because there are much more people that are much more dynamic and impulsive in their worship in some ways, and some of it is very real, some of it is not. And so that spirit of pride can keep you in prison, whether it's I'm going to jump and hoop and holler because everybody else is, or I'm going to stay quiet because I don't want anybody looking at me. But the thing that God taught me in that moment, that war was waged over me, and out of the grace and mercy of God, He won that war over my life so that He could bring me to the place that He had for me to do what He has called me to do. And I will tell you, there are moments in worship when I am silent and quiet and everybody else has their hands raised. But God is speaking something very intimate to me. Or there may be moments when I am worshiping Him and He says, worship me in the dance. And I don't dance. You don't want me up here singing. You don't want me up here dancing. None of it. But when you do what He has asked you to do, there are things that happen in the spirit realm that we do not see that result, a result of your actions. He may ask you to spin around, and there is a chain reaction that happens in the spirit realm that you don't see, you don't understand, and it may be for you, but it may be for the person next to you where something is broken loose. And it sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy, but if it wasn't real and if I hadn't seen by firsthand experience the results of it, I would not be here telling you about it. Your worship is so important, not only for the Lord, but for you and those around you. And I can't tell you how much fun it is when you're free in worship to be able just to worship Him and have a good time with it instead of being like, praise the Lord, who's looking at me? Okay, is it time to raise my hands? 1, 2, 3. Okay, well, wait a minute. There's only 2 people with their hands up. So let's, okay, a few more. Now, because I used to be that way. I know we do it. And so before you can engage in the war and be a part of the winning team and letting God use you to win the battle, He wins it. You don't have to go out there fighting it, but He wants to make you part of winning it. And I don't know any better thing to be than being a part of it. You have to be free. And I guarantee you that if you will spend the next weeks, months, it took a year to break all the chains of religion and pride that I had over my life, singing, freedom, 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 God will begin to move, and He will free you. He will put you in a place that you never thought you could be before. Those things in the spirit realm are going to begin to break, and things are going to begin to happen. And you, things that you never dreamed of. I never planned on being in Brazil, but it was that night when God broke those chains completely. He'd been breaking them all year, I believe. But in that moment, the doors swung wide open. There was no more holding back. There was no more hiding. He showed who I was. And you know what? It wasn't bad. That's what we're so afraid of. But He showed that I was made to worship Him. That's what was shown of me that night. And I still have people email me from Rochester, New York, that remember that night, that say, that made such an impact on me. And I didn't have any clue what was going on. But because of what God was doing, it showed others, hey, you can have freedom. And I've been in Brazil, and there were many times that I was in Brazil, and people said to me, I want to worship like that. And I wasn't hooping and hollering and dancing around even the least. But I felt free to worship as He was asking me to worship, to do what He was calling me to do. And there is no sweeter place than that. And so if I, American, A-type personality, female from Joplin, Missouri, can have that experience in front of 8,000 people, how much easier would it be to have that here at the church with your family or in your bedroom in a quiet place and allow the Lord to use you and move through you and free you. The chains would break in the spirit realm so that you could enter into his presence with freedom. Now the worship team is going to be coming here and we're going to worship. Here's your opportunity. It's much better than 8,000 in front of 8,000 people. I can tell you that. But I wouldn't trade it. I would go back and do it over and over and over and over again if it meant that I would have the freedom that he has given me. If I had to do it in front of 8,000 people every day, because there's no better place to be. I'm going to turn this over to Jean. We want to ask you just to join in and worship us this afternoon.
What a powerful, powerful word as we're hearing what it means to worship. That when we come into worship, that it's just not words, but there's actually something happening, a battle going on in our spirit. I'm going to invite you to stand with me today. We're going to close out with this song today, and if you need to leave because of work or you have an appointment, please feel free to leave very reverently without any condemnation. But for those of you who want to stay, we're just going to close out with this worship song today, and I want you to, in your heart, to see what's going on in the spirit when you worship the Lord. As Hillary was saying, that was her breakthrough moment. And I shared a couple weeks ago a breakthrough moment when I stood up in the crowd and I was the only one standing. Everybody else was sitting down. And I stood up by myself in a crowd with 700 people and raised my hands to God and cried down and said, God, I'll never hold back my worship from you again. I'll never forget it, Dan. I'll never forget that where I was sitting. I'll never forget that moment in my life. There was something that broke in my spirit as I did something obedient to the Lord, and it changed the way I worship. And that's what Hillary was saying, that, you know, there's come a point when God's asking you to do something to break through and to do something maybe that you're not used to doing, because he's wanting to take you to a new level. He's wanting to present your body as a sacrifice so that he can do something in the spirit, man. And we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle what? With the principalities, what's going on in the spirit realm. And when we abandon ourselves to the Lord, we are releasing that. We're going to close with this song. It comes straight out of Revelation, and it comes out of Revelation chapter 4. In verse 8, it says this, and it says, the four living creatures, this is talking about the throne room of heaven. It says, the four living creatures, each having six wings, who are full of eyes around within. And they says this, they do not rest day or night, and they're saying continuously, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever. Then it says the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and they cast their crowns before him. Why do they cast their crowns? Because the crowns represent everything they've ever achieved in their life. The king, the crowns represent the reward we receive for the faithfulness of the Lord. It says the elders fall on their face before God, and they say, God, we just give everything we are, everything we've ever been, where we're going to be, we give it to you. And they fall on their face before the Lord, and they cast the crowns at his feet, and they sing, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We're going to close this song today, and I want you just to take what's been put in your heart today, and I want you to respond from what God is speaking to you today. Holy, holy is the Lord. Come on, sing it, Stephanie.
Heaven's mercy seat. Jesus, your name is power. Rain.